Getting to Know You by Ife 70, read by Raven. Summary: Keiko asks Kira to help her with a history lesson. Kira blinked in surprise. The children want to learn about Bajor from me. Well, it might be more accurate to say that I want the children to learn about Bajor from you, Keiko explained with a soft chuckle. School doesn't tend to emphasize what the children want to learn. Oh, Kira still felt quite confused. Why do you want me to teach them about Bajor? The children should learn about the local culture, and a local should be the one to teach them. Keiko smiled softly. I'm not asking you to rehash every detail of Bajor's history, or to share anything that makes you uncomfortable. Just simple things, like food. Kira arched an eyebrow. Can't they learn about food from you working a replicator? If the only thing I wanted them to learn was its taste, then sure. But I want them to have context. What does it mean to you when a certain food is served? Same for whatever else you want to teach them. What do the holidays mean? What do the basic religious things mean? This made Kira think. After so much time fighting for Bajor and then representing Bajor here on Deep Space Nine, what did her culture mean to her? Could she share it with the children? Keiko rested her hand on Kira's arm. You don't have to decide right now. I know you're not used to teaching, so it might seem intimidating. It does, Kira acknowledged. But I want to do it. A week later, Kira was standing in front of the students while Keiko passed out some food prepared by the replicator. It's a very distinct smell, but that's part of what makes it special to me. It reminds me of my favorite holiday. One of the students asked, "Do you get presents?" We didn't when I was growing up, but other generations might have. Kira swallowed the lump in her throat and began to explain the holiday, relaxing when she noticed the fascinated looks on the children's faces. It felt good to remember what made her who she was. The end. Thank you for listening.